Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council approves housing project on Crested Road. Upcoming full overnight closure of Highway 41 past Chalam Y. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Place. Stop by. They've got lots of great deals for you. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles City Council unanimously approved the recommendation from the Planning Commission for plans to a low-income housing project on Creston Road. The project includes 12 duplex buildings on a 4.32-acre property located on Creston Road near Capitol Hill Road. Each condo has private yards attached to two-car garages, and the lot contains guest parking spaces. As part of the project, 10 oak trees are required to be removed, a majority of which are in poor condition. 29 oak trees will be planted as a replacement to the removal of these. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chalam will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control. Caltrans says that the control will begin tonight at 6 p.m. and go till 6 a.m. on Thursday. Travelers can expect delays of about 20 minutes and are advised to allow for extra time on their travels through the area. The traffic control is for crews to continue their construction activities on the Highway 46 corridor. Full-time overnight closure of Highway 41 from Chalam to Reef Station. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Caltrans announced there'll be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting Thursday night at 8 p.m. The closure will last until Friday, March 20th at 8 a.m. The affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelan Y to Reef Station at the intersection of Highway 33. Caltrans says crews will be finalizing repairs to the highway from a major rock slide in December. Crews will move a 400-foot concrete barrier and rock fence to the shoulder to serve as a barrier to any future rock falls. Caltrans will also reinstall permanent striping, taking away temporary lane striping and traffic control devices. Travelers are advised to use Highway 46 as a detour, then use the 33 to return to the 41 at Reef Station. Caltrans advises travelers to allow for extra 30 minutes of travel time. San Luis Obispo County Cattlemen's Association has withdrawn its support for a District 2 supervisor candidate. The Cattlemen's Association previously donated $2,500 to Jim D'Antona's campaign in October. The donation, however, was not approved by the association's Political Action Committee. The association decided to withdraw their endorsement of D'Antona when they discussed a video of him denouncing the sheriff's office for releasing a video of protesters in the county jail speaking out against immigration customs enforcement. The superintendent of San Luis Coastal Unified School District has announced he will retire in July 2027. Eric Prater has served as the superintendent for the district for 17 years, having started in 2010, and he served 34 years in public education in California. The district serves campuses from San Luis Obispo to Morro Bay. In a release from Prater, he said, "It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to work alongside such dedicated educators, staff members, families, and community partners in service to our students." Prater said the Board of Education will begin the process of selecting a search firm to help the superintendent search over the coming weeks. The board expects to select the next superintendent in early fall 2026, Prater said, with a start date of July 2027. An item to approve a request for proposals on a search firm was agendized in Tuesday's San Luis Coastal School Board meeting. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Kings 132-104, the Nuggets over the 76ers 124-96, the Cavaliers beat the Bucks 123-116, the Timberwolves over the Suns 116-104. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Celtics, the Lakers will go against the Rockets, the Clippers will face the Pelicans, the Thunder will go against the Nets. In California news, United Farm Workers Union has urged people around the country to participate in immigration justice events or other services instead of commemorating the typical day to Cesar Chavez. Several celebrations for Cesar Chavez's birthday around California were also canceled at the request of the Cesar Chavez Foundation. These are in response to allegations surfacing regarding the abuse of young women or minors, which are right now unconfirmed. Under the Trump administration's order, Sable Offshore Corporation announced that oil is now flowing through the San Ynez pipeline system. The pipeline has been closed since 2015, and Sable took ownership of the pipeline in 2024. State leaders have condemned the reopening of the pipeline and oil operations off California's coast. The two Republican candidates for California's governor still hold a lead in polls ahead of the June primary. Steve Hilton holds the support of 17% of voters, and Chad Bianco holds 16% of voters, according to a poll released by UC Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, financial stress continues to be a major concern in agriculture, and experts say strong financial planning is more important than ever. During the recent National Farmers Union Convention in New Orleans, Jessica Groskopf with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln shared some practical strategies to help producers navigate today's challenging economic environment.
Yeah, my key messages are about decision making under uncertainty. And the big thing is that there's a lot of things that are outside of our control. So as farmers and ranchers, we need to know what our financial challenges are and what of those solutions can we actually control. And by focusing on those, that's the key piece of making decisions in this kind of a climate.
And she also emphasized that while many factors are outside of producers' control, Focusing on sound financial management can help operations stay resilient.
So we looked at both the balance sheet and the cash flow statement. And when I look at balance sheets with farmers and ranchers, there's a couple key mistakes that they make. Number one is not using accurate values on their assets. Number two is not including all of their liabilities, especially like those lines of credit from their suppliers.
For more financial tips from Jessica Groskopf, you can visit our sister network's website at westernagnetwork.com. Are you looking for a bull that can perform in the big country? Black Summit Cattle invites you to their annual production sale Friday, March 20th at 1 o'clock in Powell, Wyoming. Selling 103 PAP-tested Sim Angus bulls developed for large pastures, high desert country, and built for longevity. Plus 5 registered open heifers and 50 commercial heifers. Black Summit specializes in producing cattle that make your life easier and your operation more profitable. For details, visit blacksummitcattle.com or bid live at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Aside from water, tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world. It can be found in almost 80% of U.S. households, according to the Tea Association of the USA Incorporated. More than 160 million Americans drink tea, yet tea isn't grown domestically. Atef Swellam, director of the University of California Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fresno County, would like to see California farmers capitalize on this untapped market. We import about 120 million pounds of tea into the U.S. annually, spending about $6 billion, Swellam said. He added that as San Joaquin Valley farmland is retired to comply with California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the niche crop could give growers a way to maximize profit per acre. This week, farmers are invited to the Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center to learn about opportunities for growing and marketing the crop. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 90s Friday, mid-80s this weekend into Monday and Tuesday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
When is too late, Powell, lowering interest rates? President Trump writing that on Truth Social this morning. Fed head Jerome Powell will address the state of the economy this afternoon. The Federal Reserve reveals its interest rate decision when the Open Market Committee wraps up its two-day meeting. Analysts believe there is zero chance of the rates being changed. The pain at the gas pump is worsening, gas climbing another nickel. Drivers have now seen gas soar 86 cents for regular since the unrest in the Middle East began. This morning, oil trading above $96 a barrel. Futures turning lower after President Trump's post, and wholesale inflation coming in much hotter than expected in February. The producer price index showing costs rose 0.7%. A 0.3 jump was what was forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition to join us.
Don't want your love.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off, Karen will have on Debbie Arnold, and to discuss the San Luis Obispo County Cattlemen's Association pulling its endorsement of Dantona and other political issues, and, there's political issues throughout the county. So that's 12:30 till 2 this afternoon here on The Right Choice, and also, if you would like to be entertained, it's a benefit for local youth charities. And this is at the Performing Arts Center on Grand Avenue in San Luis Obispo coming up. And this is the comedian of Dimitri Martin. Dimitri Martin, it's on the 28th. That's a Saturday. Saturday, 1 week from this Saturday. I've got a couple of tickets. If you'd like a couple of tickets to see that at the very lovely Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo and laugh. Just email me. I'll let you know through the email if you have one of the two tickets. That's Kevin at KPRL.com. All right, let's see here. Anything came in just yet? Let's see here. Okay, this is on the text. Just came in at, just a couple minutes ago. Kevin, beginning July 1st, computer use at San Luis Obispo County Libraries will require library pay. What's this mean? Will require library patrons. Temporary passes will no longer be issued, meaning a user's identification will track everything that a patron sees and does. Not they haven't been able to do that already, but this restriction excludes the general public. Well, I suppose you have a choice if you want to continue to do that or not. But that gets to something here that... in the county here, there's a story, and it has to do with ride-on transportation. I guess the ride-on transportation here, they are looking for donations. They are looking for donations because the cost of gas has gone up dramatically, and they are contracted, and they can't raise the price here, or something along those lines. I thought, okay, well, most of us have probably seen those vehicles around. And then I did a little snooping, and I saw that there are quite a few public transportation, here in this county. So we have the ride-on that is looking for the money. Now, according to this from the county, there are 12 primary public transportation, transit and paratransit providers serving San Luis Obispo County, including regional fixed route buses, trolleys, and specialized services. Major operators include the San Luis Obispo Regional Transit Authority, that's the RTA, then you have the Slow Transit, South County Transit, Paso Express, Ride-On Transportation, offering comprehensive transfer to car. So we have 12 in this county. Chris, have you ever used public transportation in this county?
Well, when I was in high school, I would sometimes take the city's bus home, back when it was done by the city, I think.
Okay, so from the high school.
Right, just a few times, though. I would usually take the school bus, but there were some times where I had to stay after school to a point where I couldn't take the school bus, so I just had to take the bus home.
Okay. And did you use public transport a lot when you were down at UCSB?
A few times. I mostly biked anywhere I needed to go near campus, and then if I ever wanted to go to downtown Santa Barbara before I brought my car over, then I would use the bus.
Okay. Did you like it?
It was fine. The scheduling sometimes could be a little bit unfortunate, but hey, if you could...
So, unfortunate, you mean not convenient?
Basically, yes. But, okay. You know, if you can plan your trip efficiently enough, then it's fine. Like, sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'll get over there at 12, and as long as I get what I need to be, you know, what I need to do done by 1:30, the bus will be back, and I can just take the bus right back there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the ones, at least here in our county, they are funded through taxpayer money. Taxpayer money. And I've never been able to get a full account of how many people use it. In other words, if somebody goes to and from, do they count that as two people? So I'm just wondering here on the money that we spend on the public transportation. And I do know that across the state, we lose a lot of money every single year. Every single year. So anyway, just for your ride on people, if you want to donate your own money, I don't know why people don't do that anyway if they want to. So, let me get back to that, Chris. When you took the transit or bus, whatever it was, you had to pay for it?
I know in the one in high school I did. For the one in college, I actually don't remember, because I think there was a program where if you had a UCSB student ID, you could ride the bus for free.
Oh, a student ID.
Correct.
So nobody could get on for free, supposedly, unless they had an ID. Is that what you're, you know, an issue, I'm sure... I don't remember having one, but I'm sure I must have had one back in the day, an ID to be able to do certain things, right?
Well, you just scan it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because I noticed that the what's going on back in Washington, D.C. on this voter ID requirement, and it has faced a little bit of GOP resistance. As a matter of fact, we have this Murkowski out of Alaska. She apparently is not in favor of it. Not in favor of it. And I heard Chuck Schumer the other day. Again, this is, it disenfranchises and so forth and so on. You hear the words, but I would like maybe the media to say, okay, you're saying it disenfranchises. Please give me how and what are the examples of it? Because, again, I did some research this morning, and that most countries around the world, most countries, they require photo IDs. And there are some countries that did away with the, I guess you would say, restrictions on this. And what they found is, when you don't have voter ID, there is this word called fraud. There is more fraud. So what did they do? Well, they went back to requiring IDs to be able to vote. In some countries, they discovered widespread voter fraud when the safeguards are not used. And we certainly know of some battles that have been going on here, not only in this county, but in the state of California and in some states around the country. I think there's about 36 states that require voter ID in the United States, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. But it's important to know that most countries do, and that we should. And if you're going to tell me how it disenfranchises people, please give me an example. What don't you need? Well, I mean, you can give a long list of that, but generally, to be a citizen in the United States, to get goods and services, these people are, they refer to them, and what I mean they, the Democrats, as minorities, the assumption would be that then they're probably getting some form of government assistance, or at least if they live somewhere, they have to have some identification of who they are and so forth. So you mean to tell me that this is a hardship for somebody to present identification of who they are? What's the real reason? Of course, they won't answer that. We just know they will not answer it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I got an email that came in. Where is it? Here it is. Kevin, Creston Road low-income housing project. Has this city ever seen a project they didn't like or didn't pass? What was the ERI study regarding traffic? And that means going on to Creston Road, especially those wanting to turn left onto Creston Road, accidents waiting to happen. Chris, I forget, on your story on that, did it say affordable or low-income housing?
I mean, what's the difference?
Well, because one could be subsidized by the taxpayers.
Fair enough. I said low-income, but I could be wrong, actually. I'm going to go back and double-check what it is.
Okay, well, because this guy that emailed us in said the low-income, and I thought I heard a couple of weeks ago that it was affordable housing, or I may have confused it with something else. I don't remember. But he brings up a good point here, though, on, you know, if you, you know, envision Creston Road, and for those people, yeah, if you're turning right, you're going up Creston Road, not really a big deal. But turning left out of there with, I forget how many potential cars could be there, be a couple of hundred. That could be an issue, or we'll see a stoplight. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin. I listened to the meeting about the housing on Creston Road you're talking about last night.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, there's I think it's 24 two-unit buildings going up, and only one of, I don't know why they're calling it low income or housing, because out of all those places, there's only one unit that's low income. Only one. They talked about, you know, who could buy the units, and Linda George wanted it to be to where investors couldn't buy them. It would mostly be owner-occupied, but the information was that anybody can buy them, investors or owner-occupied, and then it came out that there's only one unit out of all of them that's low-income, where there'll be a, you know, where it'll be low-income.
All right, well, maybe they do that to satisfy some kind of state rules or regulations or something along those lines. But, Daff, did they mention the price on any of these units?
No, they didn't. I don't think they mentioned the price.
Were there any incentives for the developers?
I don't think there were.
Okay.
So I just wanted to tell you, when we call it low income or affordable, out of all those units, it's only just one unit, you know, so.
Well, okay, so you know Creston Road. You grew up around here. What do you think regarding this gentleman's email saying, you know, with that many cars going in and out, particularly trying to turn left onto Creston Road, could you see that as an issue?
Yeah, I could see it as an issue. They mentioned that they might make it to where you can't turn left, but they don't know for sure if they'll do that. But they mentioned that there could be a problem. Yeah.
Well, so let's see here. So there may be a sign that says you can't turn left. Now, that's a main thoroughfare for people to get to where they're going. And the other one, they would have to go all the way up to Creston Road, take Niblick, and get out of town that way, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can cut across, what's that, Nickerson, or the, you know, by Centennial Park, they can cut across that way. But as far as the convenience for the people just wanting to get over, you know, they're only, you know, right there from the bridge to maybe get onto Spring Street or something like that, then they'd have to go all the way around if they would have that sign there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Hmm. What do you think?
Well, it's been years since I've been out on Creston Road. I'm talking years and years. I just don't go out that way, but I know, oh, the traffic in Paso is bad. You know, so I can imagine there could be a problem.
Yeah, you know? Particularly, you know, for the rush hour times.
Oh, rush hour. Oh, I can't even imagine what it must be like, rush hour.
And I'm just assuming that those people probably would be working, and so they would probably leave during that rush hour and come home approximately the same time as most people.
Yeah. You know, I've mentioned it before, but at 13th and Riverside, where people make a right turn, you know, to go on Riverside down towards the fairgrounds, they should put a right-hand turn arrow right there when the people on Riverside are making a left to go out towards the bridge. So all the people don't, when the people are making their left turn to go out to the bridge, the people that want to make a right turn to go towards the fairgrounds, they can just go with the arrow and won't have to stop.
Well, they already have that.
Oh, are you really? Because they sure didn't used to have it. They must have put it in recently.
No, I came across that Monday. It's been there a while. People get they get confused because they do stop. Because when the people are turning left, there is that green right turn signal there. But people see the part of the red, and a lot of people just stop.
Yeah, if they're not used to that green arrow.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's been there a while.
Oh, okay. And then the thing about it is that then the people that are sitting, you know, want to get on the freeway, they're at 13th and Spring. That way they could either get on the freeway by turning right and getting on at, I think, 15th and Riverside, or make their left turn and get on the freeway way down there at, I guess it'd be 4th Street. So that's good they put that arrow in, because they didn't used to have it a couple years ago when I mentioned it. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
All the traffic in Paso, it's just so it sure is heavy duty.
Now, one thing I noticed on that goofy stoplight, that double stoplight they have up there by Wayside, and this happened again, it was on Monday, that somebody was trying to turn left to go up, I forget the name of that street there, not go into Wayside, but they couldn't make the left because nothing was synchronized, and then the traffic coming up from Creston Road, because that's just one lane, that was backed up for a while because there was heavy traffic. It was about 11:45 on Monday, and I thought, well, that doesn't work very well. Somebody's trying to do this, just one car, and there was probably, I would say, at least 10 vehicles that were backed up on Creston Road because this one person couldn't make the left because there's too much traffic heading down Creston Road.
And there was no left turn lane right there. Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of goofy because you'd have to go up, again, right around Wayside there, and it was, you know, because I thought, well, this is... But to be, you know, completely, I guess, unbiased, is that this is only the second time I've seen that issue. But it's just kind of a goofy area there with this, with the, they have the two lights about 50 yards apart.
Yeah, I've never seen that because I don't go out Creston Road.
Well, when you got nothing better to do, just take a nice leisurely tour there and see where you used to hang out or go or drive or whatever.
Okay, Kevin. I listened to the meeting, so I wanted to tell you about what I heard.
All right. Well, thank you for your observations.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kevin. Take care.
All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. There was something. Nope. Okay. All righty. Anyway, on the voting, the voter ID, some traffic, the developments coming in, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to, we'll go a little bit early, but we will catch up on the other side.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Passerable City Council unanimously approved a plan for a housing project on Creston Road, which includes 12 duplex buildings on a 4.32-acre property located on Creston Road near Capitol Hill Road. Each condo has private yards, attached two-car garages, and the lot contains guest parking spaces. 10 oak trees will need to be removed for the project, and 29 will be planted as a replacement. San Luis Obispo County Cattlemen's Association has withdrawn its support for a District 2 supervisor candidate. The Cattlemen's Association previously donated $2,500 to Jim D'Antona's campaign in October, but decided to withdraw support and endorsement after discussing a video of him denouncing the sheriff's office for releasing a video of protesters in the county jail speaking against ICE. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent resigned Tuesday. In his resignation letter, he wrote that Iran posed no immediate threat to the U.S. and accused Israel of pressuring the U.S. to go to war. Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox's Hannity.
If it weren't for Israel, we'd be less safe. Israel has no choice to stop radical Islam from destroying it. I hope the American people understand we have no choice.
President Trump called Kent, who he nominated the office, weak on security. President Trump delaying his planned trip to Beijing to meet with his Chinese counterpart as trade tensions continue between the two economic giants. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer on Fox Business.
The folks in Beijing and the folks back here in Washington are trying to find a new date for some weeks out.
President Trump had previously asked China and other countries to send ships as part of a coalition to secure the Strait of Hormuz amid the conflict with Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's that's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the... Excuse me. The Right Choice, KPRL. Well, you still have time to enjoy a special from the Red Scooter Deli. It's still continuing of the St. Patrick's Day. The corned beef sandwich and Guinness corned beef on rye. Delicious rye bread, by the way. Topped with a house slaw and horseradish cream sauce. That's a local favorite. Order online, redscooterdeli.com, or you can call Red Scooter Deli 805-237-1780. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Classic title game in Miami last night. Venezuela nipped the U.S. 3-2 to win the championship for the first time. Venezuela grabbed a 2-0 lead early on a sac fly and a home run by Willier Abreu, whose big fly versus Japan on Sunday put them in the final. The U.S. offense struggled until the 8th when Bryce Harper belted a 2-run shot to center to tie the game. But in the 9th, a walk and a stolen base put the go-ahead run in scoring position, and Eugenio Suarez cashed him in with a double. NCAA basketball tournament got underway last night with the first four games in Dayton. Howard held off UMBC 86-83, giving the Bison their first ever NCAA tournament victory. Texas edged NC State 68-66 on a 19-foot jumper by Tremont Mark with 1 second left.
I got a great look. I looked at the clock and I just sized up my man, got a great look at the rim. I practice those shots every day.
In the NIT first round, one of the four number one seeds, Tulsa, needed overtime to get past Stephen F. Austin, while Liberty, UNC Wilmington, and UNLV won on the road. NBA, the Thunder got 40 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to top the Magic 113-108 for their ninth straight win. Spurs kept pace, routing the Kings 132-104, and the East-leading Pistons whipped the Wizards 131-17. Jalen Duren led the way with 36 points. That's Washington's 13th loss in a row. Knicks pounded the Pacers. Indiana has lost its last 14. On the ice, the Atlantic Division-leading Sabres shut out the Golden Knights 2-0. That's their 10th win in 11 games since the Olympic break. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside, in Paso Robles. And in just a moment, I will have, you know, your extended weather forecast, world famous pet alert, and it's March Madness, so I got a hoops question coming up.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero, proudly serving you since 1979. Lots of sunshine, low 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. We'll do low 90s again on your Thursday. Friday, 90. Mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 7:10 a.m., 7:13 p.m. We are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, 8300 El Camino Real.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They got everything you need. And remember, they are San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home safe and sound, and thought I saw something. Well, no, there's not anything on the board. All right, Chris, this may be out of your age range.
All right, let's hear it.
Have you ever heard of a Slinky?
Yes.
The toy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. A standard Slinky contains 67 feet of metal and can be stretched to how many feet without deforming it?
Without deforming it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say about 25 feet.
Now you're over.
Okay. 15.
There you go. 15 feet. Did you ever have one?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay. I didn't think, I thought they were long gone for whatever reason. All right. Yeah. Everyone knows it's Slinky. That was there was a song. Go back and listen to it. You'll love it. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner yonder, out yonder at the airport. You're qualifying for gift certificate contest rules. Do apply. They are on file. Okay. It is March Madness basketball. So here is the question, and you don't have to be 100% accurate on this because nobody will know the exact answer. What is the record for most consecutive free throws made? And I'll give you a hint right off the bat. This has nothing to do with in-game performance. This is the world record for most free throws in a row. It's not in a game. Not in a game. Because I think at one time Bill Sharman held the NBA record, and maybe Michael Williams and some of the great free throw shooters through the years, Calvin Murphy, Larry Bird, Rick Barry, and some others. So what do you think the record is for most consecutive free throws? World record. Again, this is not in a game. Not in a game. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think? Now, any of you that have played hoop, even if you haven't played in X amount of years, you can probably go out and still nail some free throws. Not so sure about the baseline jumper, but the free throws, I'm always amazed how bad some of these guys are. It's pathetic. All right, here we go. Go ahead. You have an answer?
80. 80.
No, you are, I'll just, not trying to, you know, rub it in, but you are way off. Way off for the most consecutive free throws. I don't know how long it took this person to do it, but this is mind-boggling. All right? I mean, we used to, you know, if you played, you would, or, you know, your coach, you'd say, okay, you go, usually at the end of practice, I think, or maybe, well, it depends, but, okay, you got to make X in a row, and then you can go wash up or shower up. Hi, good morning.
That'd be 65 free throws.
No. No. We're not even. Not even in the vicinity. Nope. Not in the vicinity. This is, again, and what's even more amazing is the person that did it. Hi, good morning.
1,004.
No, not 1,004. We're getting warmer. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, 1,200.
No, still getting a little warmer, but I don't know if we're going to have any string music here. But yeah, it's an amazing amount, and the person who did it, it's amazing as well.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control tonight at 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. on Thursday. Travelers can expect delays of about 30 minutes. Superintendent of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District has announced he'll retire in July 2027. Eric Prater has served as a superintendent for the district for 17 years, having started in 2010, and served 34 years in public education in California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, this guy in Jacksonville, Florida, in 1996, he made 5,221 consecutive free throws, setting a Guinness Book World Record. Not only that was amazing, he was 80 years old. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their price on. They got a lot of stuff. You can't beat the price on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.